W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Seaweed Revolution, How Seaweed Has Shaped Our Past and Can Save Our Future, by Vincent Dumézel. Narrated by Luis Soto. Introduction. Seaweed is often misunderstood and seen as a form of pollution when it is only a symptom of it. In fact, seaweed offers an endless source of innovation and concrete solutions that could help us address some of the major challenges facing our generation. Our society has spurned seaweed, undoubtedly the world's greatest untapped resource, but the climate emergency and global population growth are now pushing us to reconsider this overlooked treasure. If we learn how to grow it sustainably, seaweed could feed people, replace plastic, decarbonize the economy, cool the atmosphere, clean up the oceans, rebuild marine ecosystems, and reduce social injustice by providing jobs and income to coastal populations where fishing resources are disappearing. An essential pillar of life on Earth, seaweed reproduces quickly and can grow dozens of meters in a few days without needing food, fresh water, or pesticides. It's time to dive into this green, brown, and red ocean filled with unexplored resources. If we want to rebuild ecosystems instead of destroying them, seaweed is an excellent place to start. Our ancestors, algae. The first form of life on this planet was algae, born out of a process of photosynthesis that has existed for 3.5 billion years. Single-celled blue bacteria evolved in symbiosis with other cells to produce microalgae. Essential to life on Earth, they are our most distant ancestors. Made up of single cells, these microalgae evolved and became more complex, forming multicellular organisms. And so, over 1 billion years ago, microalgae appeared. These plants have fed humans for tens of thousands of years and contributed to making us Homo sapiens. They are a fundamental element in our existence on Earth. More than half of the oxygen present in the atmosphere comes from the oceans, and therefore from algae. Without them, there would be no shells or marine fauna. The ocean would be little more than a desert, incapable of absorbing carbon or producing oxygen. There are about 12,000 species of microalgae in the oceans. Green and red, these life forms have adapted over the course of their evolution and have taken very diverse paths. The only
sample complete. Ready to continue?